Welcome to Westminster Abbey, and happy Christmas. My name is the Reverend Dr. David Hoyle, and I'm Dean of Westminster Abbey. Today I'll be reading the Gospel lesson and reflecting on the God who is revealed to us on this Christmas day. A reading from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Here ends the reading. Christmas Day comes, and suddenly the language we use changes. On Christmas Eve, we heard about Nazareth and Bethlehem. We've heard the promise of the prophets. We've been thinking about a baby in a manger and angels in the skies. Now, though, the gospel reaches for other words. In the beginning was the Word, we hear, and the Word became flesh. The places we've been, the story we have heard, the baby and the angels, all of it is important. Over and over again, the gospel asks the question, who is this? Who is this Jesus? Over and over again, there are things to say. On Christmas Day, though, as the baby is born, we need to pause and listen to what St. John says. It's extraordinary language and a great drum roll. The Word in the beginning, the Word with God, the Word was God. John Collett called this passage universal thunder. John tells us Jesus was Word of God. John is writing in Greek, and he tells us that Jesus is the Logos. A Logos is not just any word, cabbage, castle, capital. A Logos is an explanation. In maths, a Logos would be a proof. In a dictionary, it would be a definition. In a museum, it would be a description. The Gospel asks, who is Jesus? And John answers so boldly that Jesus is the explanation of everything. Here, says John, is human life as it really is. Here is God. Here is light in the darkness. Here is hope. Here is the explanation. At Christmas, God describes himself, and it looks like the baby in the manger. God describes us and how we should look like Christ. That is why this day is so important, and that is why we rejoice. Happy Christmas. Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections throughout the Christmas season. To find out more about Christmas at the Abbey and how you can take part, wherever you are, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Christmas.